I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS recently released an app teaching kids the Arabic alphabet using jihadist and militaristic terminology, normalizing violence. Yet, it comes at nearly the same time as Pioneer's launch of a crowdfunding campaign to help refugees called Giving Hope. Nathan Burns with Pioneers.
So this Giving Hope push, this campaign, specifically helps provide trauma counseling to women and children so that now that they've got aid, let's help them recover emotionally from those scars they have.
Refugees rarely have people to talk to and process the horrors they've seen.
Some of the things people have witnessed, you wouldn't be surprised if they never recovered from it.
But with Christ, they can recover. Through the relationships they're building, Pioneers is sharing the gospel. Find out how you can help at our website. And sign language is composed of over 400 unique languages from around the world, says Chantal Pagan of Deaf Bible Society. The ministry recently released scripture in Mexican Sign Language for the first time. Pagan says,
there are over 1,200,000 deaf people throughout this region. And so this deaf people group has so many people that are just waiting to hear the good news of Jesus. And when I say hear, I mean in the sense that they are looking for a visual interpretation, a visual translation of scripture.
Even though many deaf people can read written word, it's not the best way for them to learn to study the gospel. Deaf Bible Society is working to release the next set of Mexican Sign Language scriptures next year. They welcome your partnership so they can continue telling the unreached populations about Jesus Christ. The details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.